We are learning Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We are beginning six lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are coming to explain something that's not so clear in the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off, it says, HaKol Shechtem, everyone could do a Shechita, means everyone could do a Shechita L'chatchila. Then it says, but their Shechita is kosher v'diavad. Of course it's kosher, like I do Shechita, so something's wrong here. Something has to be explained. Then it says, Chutz v'cher yishet v'katan, and there the Shechita is no good at all. The kulon sheshachtu v'achem reino yisayin, everyone who shechs and someone else watches them, it's a good shechita. So this whole mishnah has to be explained. Each amayra has a different pshat. So we had pshat of Rav Ba'ula, and today Met Shem we're going to have four more amarayim, which are five different pshatim, because one of the amarayim have two girses, two pshatim, and so altogether five more pshatim today. So the first pshat was from Rav Ba'ula, and he said, Psha is like this, HaKol Shechtim L'chatchila means that Tomeke Shecht Chulin L'chatchila, even though he might touch it, and we're talking about Fidim and Yomar, that Chulin Altar is a Kaidish is also. So he might touch it, no, not Geyser, he could Shecht L'chatchila, he can't touch it, but L'chatchila could do Shechita. But Shechilasim K'sher, we're talking about Mekadoshim by Kachim, since there's a deraisa not to touch the meat, well, Chayshim might touch the meat, he said, don't do it. But if you do it, then it's Kasher as long as he didn't touch it. Cherishat v'katan is disqualified. But kulon sheshachdu is, of course, going back at cherishat v'katan. Of course, going back at that there, if someone else watched them, it's good. But it's going back at something more, because it's v'kulon sheshachdu. So what's it going on? Can be going on tamei b'chulin, that's mutl chatrila. Here it's mashma b'diavad. If someone watches, it's good. So it means it's going on kachim. I, kachim, we have eights already. He says he didn't touch it. Zok the Gemara, the case is, he's not here to ask. So then, if someone else watched him, so he didn't touch, then it's kosher b'diavad. That is Rabba Ba'ula's pshat. It's good to keep chesmim all the pshatim because the Gemara at the end on the afkim on base in the bottom goes through every pshat why he didn't hold like him and he didn't hold like him. So it's good to have very clear the pshat. So everyone got rabba all the pshat got clear, very good. Now up to Abaye's pshat. Abaye Amar like this. Hachiktani, hakol sheichtim afilu kusi. So there's a nation called the Kusim. The Kusim came from a place called Kusa. They first settled in Shoimron and they were goyim, but they were not behaving. And Akharis Baruch Hu sent lions to attack them. And they were so scared that they were Megayer. They were Megayer. And it's a big machlokes if it was a good Geirus or not, because maybe they were just scared. It's Geirus Arayus or Geirus Emes. Geirus means that they were Geirim because of the lions, and therefore they are not considered good Geirim. Or they were Geirus Emes, they really became Geirim, they really got close to Hashem. Either way, even if they were Geirus Emes, they weren't so perfect. They kept mostly Torah Shavuksav and Torah Shavapad. They weren't, not every single Torah Shavapad they kept because they didn't believe so much in the Messiah. They didn't have a Messiah. They didn't believe in the Messiah so much. This man, the Yama Abaye, holds a Geri Emes. Geri Emes means they're Jews. So if they're Jews, they can do a Shechita. A guy cannot do a Shechita. He's not a Bar Zvicha. He can't do a Shechita no matter what. Nothing to do with watching him, not watching him. He can't do a Shechita. So Abaye holds that the Kusim were Geri Emes. The only problem is that maybe they didn't do a correct Shechita. So Abaye is going to explain to you like this, that a Kusi, for himself, he's muchzik in doing good shechita, he's very makbid on the velos, he does a good shechita. But he doesn't care about lifting the evil list of the mechshol, because he says, the pasuk says, in front of a blind person, you shouldn't put a stone, you shouldn't trip. It doesn't say anything about giving someone trade for meat, that's not lifting the evil, right? That's what he holds, he doesn't have a nesirah. So therefore, he doesn't care about feeding someone else non-kosher meat, he doesn't care at all. So therefore, if you're doing shechita of someone else, it's a chshash, that maybe it's not kosher meat. So that's the background of Abaye's pshat. Abaye Om Hachtoni, I call Sheikh them afil a kusi. Everyone's like, do shchita l'chatchila, even a kusi. Bamed varamurim, kishishol oim v'dagabah. It's only if the show is watching him, to see if he does a good shchita. Ava yoitz v'nichnas, he's walking in and out, lo yishchat. Then, he cannot allow a kusi to do shchita, l'chatchila, v'im shachat, if he did do shchita. So then, you still have Eitza. Choytech kezayis basa. He took a piece of basa, kezayis, dafka, because he doesn't hold a chatzis shir either. Take a kezayis basa, v'noisen loy, give it to him. Oich loy, he eats it. Mutter lecha meshchit asa. If he eats it, then he'll eat a meshchita, because he's eating from it. He doesn't care about feeding you, but if he eats it for himself, it must be kosher. Loy och lo asa lecha meshchit asa. He doesn't eat it, it's also eat from meshchita. So why isn't that? So now it says what I was saying. This a kusi. If you're oimer a gabav, it's a chatchila. If you're not oimer a gabav, it's not a chatchila. Even if you're yotzev v'nichnas. But if you give him to eat, it's kosher v'diavad. Why can't you say lechatchila? Let him shech and then give him to eat afterwards. Why is that lechatchila? Why would it be a chatchila? So the answer is Tosfos says on the base because he might forget to give him to eat. He might forget to feed him to do the test. Therefore, it's not a chatchila to let a kusi shech. Chutz mecheres shayt v'katan dafilu di'evan amiloi. Cheres v'katan even the shchita is no good. Shema yishu, shema yidrusu, v'shema yachlidu. Maybe they'll do one of the five psulei shchita, of hadrasa or shehiya or chalada. These are different psulei shechita, means like waiting in between two simanim or pressing down too much or going in between the simanim. These are all psulim. So cheres shevikatan are basically avad that do that. They're possible with the effort. But kul and shashachtu ahei. What's that? It says at the end of the mishnah that everyone who did shechita and someone else watched them, it's kosher. What's it going on? If it's going on cheres shevikatan, ilim cheres shevikatan. It's kind of true. It's going cheres v'katan. If it's only going cheres v'katan, it just say v'im shachtu. It has to be going something else also. Ella must be going on kusi also. Ha amrit, you said already. Kishol emir al gabav shachet afilu chatchila. And here it says v'kulon shachtu. And someone else watched them. It's good. Master with the eved. But l'chari, you said that's chatchila. So atmar kasha. It's taka a kasha on a bayis pshat. Exactly how to read the kulon shachtu. Now, Rav has a kasha tam on Abayi Pshat. I'm a Rav. V'yoytzi v'niknas l'chatchila loy. V'yoytzi v'niknas is not enough. You have to be Omer Agabov. We start off saying, Kol Shechtim is l'chatchila only if it's Omer Agabov. But Yoytzi v'niknas is not enough. Yoytzi v'niknas is not enough. V'atnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hamniach Evcham v'chanusoy. If you leave a guy in your store and there's wine there, V'yisrael yoytzi v'niknas, and the Yisrael is going in and out, mutter, the wine is mutter. See, Yoytzi v'niknas is enough. Zakhti Gemara, no, has to be tani meniach, ha meniach tani. It doesn't say meniach, it says ha meniach, it says, if you did it b'diavad, diavad, it's not raya. El mehocha. No, raya is from Sefer, that own Mishnah. The Mishnah says the end. Ein ha-shoy me-tarach li-yos yoyshev m'shamer, el-af b'shiyoyshev v'nichnas mutter. It's mutter. So if I care it, Zakhti Rava, you see over there, that it's mutter even l'chatchila. And in the Mishnah alone there, that starts with saying ha meniach, that ends off like that, it's not shre'a lo yizu afsu. But the Mishnah says clearly, that's mutter l'chatchila yoytzi v'nichnas. Zog Rabba, I don't stand by you, I don't stand your pshat. What do you need, Omer Gav, yoytzi v'nichnas enough? Elam Rava, so Rava tweaks the pshat, very similar pshat by but a little different. Elam Rava like this. Hachikdani. Hakol sheikhtin v'afil akusi. Everyone's allowed to do shechita l'chatchila even akusi. V'mer dvar amurim k'shol yoytzi v'nichnas. When he goes in and out. Avaba Matsu Shochat, if he walked in and he found. So Khatil Yaitzv Nikhas Rava says this is good. Like he said, he asked the Kashif of Mishnah and Abed Zara. That Yaitzv Nikhas is enough. Avaba Matsu Shochat without any Yaitzv Nikhas. So then, Chayta Chizai is boss of a nice law. You give the kusi to eat. Ochlo is mutter. Lechom Shochat, if he eats from it, then you can eat from a shkita. Loy Ochlo, if he didn't eat from it, also Lechom Shkita. So now eat from a shkita. Chutz mecheri shoyt v'katan that feel the eved nami loy. Even the eved is no good. Shem yishu v'shem yidushu v'shem yachlidu. So he changed a little different. He said v'kol shoychtim chatchilim kusi by yoytzi v'nichnas. If no one's there, then it's not l'chatchila. But the eved you can still give him to eat. Cheri shoyt v'katan is no good. What's v'kulon? V'kulon shachtu ahei. Ilem mecheri shoyt v'katan. It says v'kulon shachtu and someone standing there, it's good. Who's going on? If cheri shoyt v'katan alakay shev im shachtu v'mayle shay. If you shechted, not a kulon, that's other things. Ela kusi, it's going on kusi. What do you mean? Kusi doesn't need Omer al Gabav. Ha'amrit afilu yoytz v'nichnas shechted l'chatchilik du chatchil. And here it says, but the evid Omer al Gabav is good. Kasha. Staka shver, it's even more shver on Rava than on Rabbi, but it's a similar question. So we already have three pshatim in the first mishnah, and the second two pshatim have a little kasha from the kulon. Those are three pshat. We have Rav Ula's pshat, we have Abaye and Rava's pshat. Now we're going to a fourth pshat, Rav Ashi. Fourth Amora, fourth pshat. Rav Ashi Amahachik Tani. So now Rav Ashi is going to be talking about a Yisrael Mumar. A Yisrael Mumar, we're talking about here, not a Yisrael who's Mumar of a Kol HaTorah Kula, because that person could have a dinner like a Goy. And a Goy, we know, cannot do Shechita, is not a Bar Zvicha. Here we're talking about a guy who's a Mumar for one thing. He eats treif. And there's two type of people you treif. One type of person who's treif is lahachis. He dafke eats treif for food because he doesn't want to keep that mitzvah. I don't like the mitzvah of shechita, of nevela. I don't care. I eat treif for food. So that guy for sure can't do shechita because he's lahachis. He's sure going to do it no good. There's another type of mumar. It's called mumar l'teavon. That, you know, it's a little expensive, the kosher food. It's a little hard to get. So he says, you know what? I'm not so mocked, but I eat a terrible thing. He's a mumar l'oich leves, but he's a little oven. He does if you give if he has the kosher meat in front of him, same price. I'm sure about the kosher meat. Why should he do that? Like, he doesn't dafka want to do it, isser. But l'maisi has very little tolerance, and he can't work too hard for anything. And therefore, if it's easier to get the tray food, he gets tray food. If it's cheaper, he gets tray food. That's what mumar l'oich leves the oven. That's what we're talking about over here. Rav Ashi Malach Tani, Hakol Shoyichtim Afil Yisrael Mumar. Even Yisrael Mumar. Mumar l'mai. What type of mumar? Lechol neveles l'te oven. Someone who's a mumar to eat neveles l'te oven. Could the rabbi? Don't we rabbi? Yisrael mumar oichol neveles l'te oven. If Yisrael mumar who eats the veils to Yavon, if you're boydik on top on base, if you're boydik is a sakin, if you check his knife, see, he doesn't have any tolerance to go to the Rav to check his knife. If you check his knife, he'll do good shechita. Why not? It doesn't cost him anything. Boydik sakin v'nois loin, u'mutu lecha v'shechitasai, and let it eat from his shechita. And even though maybe there's a shayla of shia hadrasa, zok toisvis, tap toisvis, lechashir Hashem v'yishav yidrois, lechashavik et teravach l'shura. He is makbe and lift the evilist in mechshol. He won't give someone to eat. As long as it's easy for him, he goes and does good shechita. So that's what we're saying. Kol shechtem lechatchila means Yisrael mumar k'dushchit lechatchila. Aval loy badak v'nosan loy, but he didn't check the knife and he gave him the shechita. Loy yishchet. It's not lechatchila. Ve'im shachat. If he did the shechita, boydik sakina achrav. You check the sakin afterwards. Nimsa sakina yafa, if the sakin is a good knife, no pegimos, mutter lechom meshchita. So you keep from meshchita. You keep from meshchita. Vimlav, if not, also lechom meshchita. You can't even meshchita. And like we said before, Taisvik said here also, that why isn't the chatchila? Just check his knife afterwards. Terrorist says, you might forget to check his knife. Chutz b'cheir shirt v'katan, that filled the ever namiloi. Even the ever usnago, shem yishu, shem yilushu, shem yachlidu.
Why do you have to check his knife more than a kushi?
Why check a knife more than a kusi?
Because
excellent question. The answer is a kusi is very makbar on shechita, but only for himself, not for someone else. For himself, he's like a mamush, but that's eda acharedus. So you don't have to check his knife. For himself, he's very, very makbar. He's very makbar. But for someone else, not. That's why you have to give him to eat. But you know, once he does it for himself, he does it katchila. The mumar, anything that's hard, even for himself, doesn't do it. So it's hard to check a knife. You have to check his knife for him. Now, chutz b'cheir shayt v'katan, the day even the ever is no good. V'kulon sheshach tuahei, who's that going on? Ilei b'cheir shayt v'katan, Allah kaim going on that. V'im shachtum b'leish, v'im shachtum. Even though it's true, if a godly Israel stands over them and watches them, it's taka good. But it's v'im, not v'kulon. Ela Yisrael mumar, it's going to be Yisrael mumar. So what's the case? Either badak sakin v'nosan lo, if you check the sakin, it's shechatchila. You don't understand it. Ha'ar m'shech el'chila. Well, loy badak, and you didn't check the knife. Eid isla sakin, if the sakin's still here, so check it. Live the key. Hashtav, eid less la sakin, if you're not checking sakin, came right next to my habit. You can't see pegimus from far away. So what does help someone saying there? Dilma sakin pegumus shachit. Kasha, it's takashver. Because what's the case? A chaim runner doesn't help. Either you check the sakin or not. So what's a blind with a kasha? So Abaya, Rav, or Ravashi, the cool shacht is not so good, but we have Shatman Kol Shechtim. According to Abaya, Kol Shechtim is going on a Kusi with Oymer Agabov. According to Rav, it's going with Yetzvah Nichnas. According to Ravashi, it's going by Mumar, that you check the Sakin. What's the question? So those are the three Pshatim after Rabba Ul already. We have altogether four Pshatim. And now we're up to the Pshat or Ravina, which is the fifth Amira, who have two Pshatim more, like Kol Shechtim, Veshechidasam, Ksheira, B'di Evet.